Blog Talk Radio.
This is a dangerous group. The groups that we're.
Ladies and gentlemen!
What's this nonsense?
All of
this! I'm young.
Yeah.
I'm handsome. I'm fast. I'm pretty. And can't possibly be beat.
Homeboy, the pride of the South Side, BMO Slim, and you are now listening to Lawless Radio with the chairman, my homeboy, TL. Y'all already know what it is. Tune in. Tell a friend. Let's get it popping.
That's what it is. What's the business? What's the business? What's the business? know what to do. Call a friend and tell a friend and bring about five or six friends so we can get it in, baby. Gonna do what it is we do on Lawless Radio. That is support your local come up. Underground, unsigned, independent music, baby. That's what we do. Kicked it off with your girl, Jay Silver, out of Chi-Town. Chi-Town dancing, baby. Chi-Town celebrating. The president, congratulations, Mr. President. You did it. You got in there. You knocked it out, man. Hey, I won't lie to y'all, boy. This is something else. Election, man. I think this election right here, man, this election showed us how much building we have to do before we can really start talking about united. You know, I mean, right now we're a bunch of states, man. Before we just really start talking about united, man, we have really, 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 really got a lot of work to do, man. I mean, man, I have been reading this Facebook stuff, man. I've been reading, you know, the different messages on all the social networks, man. And I mean, man, I'm going to tell you right now, man, this is crazy. This is really, really, honestly, and truly crazy. You know, I mean, wow, you got people that I know personally that were like really, really tight and over some statements and everything that was made, you know, via social networks last night, you know, celebrating this election. You know, people have fallen apart, and that is crazy. Again, this is something that, I mean, yeah, the president is, you know, the president of the United States and everything, and I mean, there's some people, you know, that was going crazy, you know, you know, hey, black president and everything, and then there was some people, you know, hey, you know, don't want him in there. I don't give a damn if he was blue, you know, I don't want him. But still, you know, even with freedom of speech, y'all, we have got to watch what it is we say. We got to be very mindful. I mean, sitting here reading this stuff, and I mean, a lot of people, I mean, one of the things that took me by storm was this Kevin Hart one that is constantly going. You know, man, I understand, man, you want to be hood and all that stuff, man, but you want to refer to your president as a nigga? As a nigga? You know? Well, a bunch of people was hoping that nigger didn't get in the White House, you know? And you want to come along and say, hey, my nigga did it? Come on, man. I mean, again, freedom of speech. But you still need to watch what it is you say, man. I mean, it was crazy. I mean, I'm not one of those going to tell you, oh, I was on the edge of my seat, and I thought we lost it. I thought, nah, I wasn't about to win anything, so I don't think I lost anything. I didn't win. I didn't lose. I didn't anything. I mean, hey, it was two guys got up there and fought for a job. Somebody's got to win. Somebody's got to lose. That is how it is in competition. One man lost. One man won. All right, cool. All right, going on about it. You know, that's the thing that I never understood about damn rioting over sports. Never understood that. These teams done played their game, they done made their money. Nobody else made any money. Nobody else made a dime, okay? There's nothing for nobody, but we're going to go on a riot. Let's go on a riot because they won. We're going to riot. We're going to test the stuff up, preferably in our own neighborhood. Let's do it. Never understood it. Never understood it. So, you know, I was still in dumbfounded, you know, reading all of the stuff, you know, that I was reading on these social sites. I was actually trying to grab some because I had saved some of the stuff. I had saved a lot of it. But then, you know, after a while of reading all of that stuff, man, you just like, man, let me get away from all of this, man. Because, I mean, it's honestly, it's crazy, you know, and it is just that, man. I mean, people were actually acting as if the world came to an end. This was the 2012 theory. That's what happened. It was the 2012 theory. It happened, okay? And people were crazy, upset, and all kind of everything. Still not understanding. Like I said, this is a battle between two men. One lost. That's it. You know, are we better off with Obama? I don't know. Would we have been better off with Romney? I don't know. No. But now my question to y'all, did this election really affect you in you know, being honest, you know, because, I mean, I'm reading all of this stuff. People are talking about, I'm moving out of this country. Like, damn. Is it that serious? You want to move out of the country? We got people posting that. They are moving out of the country. Like, okay. Wow. Okay. I'm digging that. But still, honestly, does it really affect you? Did it really affect you? You know, y'all know where I'm at, 646-478-5209. I'm going to log into the chat room, man. I want to holler at my people in the chat room. Because, I mean, honestly, I really want to know. Does this really mean anything to everybody? Because the way people are going, I mean, I had a guy, man, that I've been doing business with, man, I've been doing business with this guy, man, for about at least about 13, 14 years, okay, and message on his Facebook, if you supported Obama, delete me right now, you know, like, wow, is it that serious? So now what you're saying is you're going to destroy relationships, you're going to lose friends and all of that stuff over again, something that had absolutely nothing to do with you. I mean, come on, man, you didn't run, so you didn't lose, nor did you win. You know, but again, you know, I want to know, you know, since everybody's going crazy about how they lost and everybody's going crazy about how they won, you know, hit me, you know. Does this really affect you one way, shape, or form? You know, that number 646. Let's do it again, 646-478-5209. Hit me up, man. Y'all know where I'm at, man. Let me see what we're going to get for y'all. You know what, man? Let's turn it up, man. I know they still turn it up in Chi-Town, so here we go. All I know is turn up. Lawless Radio, Great Grind, the Chairman, baby.
Hey, Trend.
I'm spazzing out this money game. If you smart, you'll claim the same. The difference is I'm not a lame. Like Lil Wayne, I make it rain. EG to the death of me. Straight drop is my recipe. These men trap that mess with me. And I pop it there like ecstasy. I'm the prince of my destiny. Naming the who threatened me. Pocket full of that celery. Damage methamphetamine.
All I know is
drunk as folk, ain't no shit all day, don't know how my stomach holding up, I be too turned up, please don't turn me down, when your bitch says you love me, so I kick the route,
all I know is turn up.
Turn up.
Yeah, yeah. This piano man, the grand, I demand you to stand up. This right here is the new anthem for them ballers. I got dough, you got dough, everybody got dough. Huh, yeah. Hard to imagine piano without C notes, you feel me? Huh, yeah.
You can call me John Doe. I know about money. I flow about money. No show without money.
You can call me John Doe.
Make bread or make cheese. Bring 8 to 10 G's. Cause we don't take G's.
You can call me John Doe.
I know about money. I flow about money. No show without money.
You can call me John Doe.
Make bread or make cheese. Bring 8 to 10 G's. Cause we don't take G's.
You on the dollar menu, son. Let me supersize.
Super
counting dough like a Papa John supervisor. I stack cheese on dough, receive to heat it up. Deliver it all through the hood for fiends to eat it up. They say I'm big like a giant and got that jolly green. My decorations inside designed like dollar schemes. That mean it's trimmed with cream. I got a lot of green. My money's close to my heart. It's like a part of me. Ballin' and you know it, throw a stack. If you's a hustler on this grind, make it back. If you're paid and you know it, let the escalate show it. Tell them haters in your way to top that. Yo, I had to do it with a nurse. We rhyme. Lawless entertainment on the first time. They say you're bad at the bank, but I'm worse with mine. They close it down when I withdraw and I be first in line.
You can call me John Doe.
I know about money. I flow about money. No show without money.
You can call me John Doe.
Make bread or make cheese. Bring 8 to 10 G's. Cause we don't take these.
You can call me John Doe.
I know about money. I flow about money. No show without money.
You can call me John Doe.
Make cheese, bring 8 to 10 G's. Cause we don't take Visa.
It's a cash money syndicate. Credit won't get it in.
Ain't got the money, about it, forget it then. They used to say that they ain't tricking if you got it. Well, I say that you ain't
ballin'.
If you gotta think about it,
hey, think about it.
With all my songs and all my records, I ain't bragging. But I think that I can buy and sell the deficit. Spending money recklessly, think I'm lying, check and see. And a million off of Rio on a set of skis. Making rain heavily on every kind of charity. Everything from say to reach to help the people paraplegic. I don't mind, let them keep it if I don't need it. Cause if I harvest it, I'll reap it for another. Season. What's the price of that?
Man.
I stop looking cause I flip stacks daily like an IHOP cook, man. You reap with your soul, slowing the flow.
You can call me,
you can call me,
you can call me,
you can call me John Doe. I know about money, I flow about money, no show without money.
You can call me John Doe.
Make bread or make cheese, bring 8 to 10 G's, cause we don't take beef.
You can call me John Doe.
I know about money, I flow about money, no show without money. Make bread or make cheese, bring 8 to 10 G's, cause we don't take Visa.
Let me know, I got what you need, yo. It ain't up in this trench coat, I got a lot of seats, yo. Throwing C-notes, seeing dead people. I am never scared, never scared, that's my CEO. Everyone's a weatherman, they say they make it rain. Dollars on the floor, but yet still I see no change. So that's what I'ma make, I'm on my Obama. Shout out to my haters, that's that word to your mama. Hey girl, I know you think I'm all about the play, girl. But if you let me, I can let you have your way, girl. Okay, girl. Oops, I forgot to get your name, girl.
Come on.
See, I got a swagger that'll make you wanna change.
Yeah.
Everything about you, including your last name.
Come on.
The mother fella's messing up your hair with all the rain. Lonely at the top, so baby,
yeah,
join me,
yeah,
on the train. The sex is fading, you can get loose. I'm your king of hearts, you'll be my queen of diamonds.
Yeah.
As long as I'm around, baby girl, we gon' be shining.
Woo.
Hey
Get my whip, just say the word and we can go. It's only at the top, so girl, I really need to know. Are you down to ride with me and co-star on my show?
Surprise, it's something something about you, girl, that left a young G hypnotized. I don't know what it is, but I gotta figure out how to be with one when I'm so used to the player route. I've been in love before, yeah, I know what love about. Hurt them or you get hurt first, depends on how things working out. Moving out, I thought about, but all I know is she for sure. You may come, you may go, I don't know how you may roll. Therefore, I just do my thing, in my lane, run my game. Option weighing on my scale, relationships is earthly hell. Forgive me if you feel ignored, truly I do cut for you. Hopefully, you can see, wait a while and we can be.
I hear your stories of tragic times, but I still deserve to be treated right. When you ignore me, you just show me. Thank you.
Your girl, her name is Michelle, reminding you to keep it locked right here on LawlessRadio.com.
Oh, 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 it's your man, we believe, baby. I am the chairman. That is the chairman, T.L., baby. Hit me up on Twitter, man. Follow me. Follow us, Lawless Radio. That is Lawless Radio. You can follow the entire movement. That is Lawless ENT. You can also follow the chairman, baby. It's B.A. Crazy. That is B.A. Crazy. Hey, man, loving what we're doing here, man. Like I said, man, just going through all of this stuff, man. I mean, man, social media is jumping off. But for my people that took the opportunity, man, to respond to the question, man, and shoot me these messages, man, I'm going to go through y'all stuff. My man, Pat. And now, y'all listen, there's some Pat that I'm not a racist. So you know when you hear something like that, man, be ready for the rest of it. But Pat said, I'm not a racist, but it seemed like the black people only voted for a black man and not a good leader. That's my only issue. I guess if you can call that an issue. Okay. I'll respond to you in a minute, Pat. My man Damien said, it really don't, man. But, okay, sorry about that. Let me go back and give y'all a question for my people just tuning in. Hey, the question was, does the result of the election, you know, really affect you in one shape or form? And I'm talking about, you know, like, really, do you really care? You know, you reading all this stuff and everybody talking about, oh, I'm leaving the country, oh, the world's about to end, oh, I'm going to die, oh, everything's going to hell, all of that, you know, does it? You know, and this is what they're responding to. You can also shoot me a message. Just go to Lawless Radio page on Facebook. And I grab your information like this. You can also hit me on Facebook, and then just type in Lawless Entertainment. It'll take you right to me. You can direct message me. But Daniel said, really don't, man, but it just feels good to have a black man at the head of state. I mean, if he would have lost, it wouldn't have killed me. And I can dig that. I can relate to that. And, man, I hate when y'all had these names like this. What's your name? Sharon Close to the Edge. Sharon Close to the Edge. Okay, Sharon. Hope you don't fall off. Sharon says, yes, it does, because he's showing me that I can do anything and can't nobody stop me. Man. Sharon, I hope you 16 or 17, because if you didn't already know that, my God. Hey, Pat, I'm going to respond to Pat real quick. Pat, you know, for something like that, seeing like the black people only voted for the black man and not a good leader, you know, first and foremost, you have to establish that the man wasn't a good leader. You know, and if you're not establishing that, then how can you say why it seemed like only, you know, that's the only thing black people voted for him for? Me, myself, I mean, everybody know me. I mean, I went back and forth through the show. I mean, I'm not a super fan of nobody. You know, I mean, I can find some, you know, some good points that both candidates brought up, you know, but I mean, it goes down to freedom of choice. Who do you want to vote for? So whether you want to vote for the purple dude in the room, you know, and put Barney in the White House, that is your choice. You know, nobody's holding that back now. Women are no longer, you know, not able to vote, you know, and me, thank God, I'm no longer voting as three-fifths of a person. You know, so we have a choice, and that's what happened. People got out, and they made big choices, and that's it. You know, with any contest, somebody's going to win, somebody's going to lose, and that is it. That is it. You know, as far as you know, being racist, I mean, you're entitled to your opinion. That's the way you see it. That's the way you see it. But then to you, Pat, I ask you, did you not vote for him because he was black? You know, so for you to say that, it seemed like the black people voted for him because he was black, you know, and if you didn't vote for him, now you got to ask yourself, you know, did you not vote for him because he was black? That's the next question, all right? And my man, Damien, I feel what you're saying, man, head of state, and that's a good deal, man, but anybody that's sitting up at the head of that state, man, they got a lot of pressure on them, man. They got a lot of things they got to do, and I need to see a lot of things, you know, before I can ever start, you know, going crazy over anybody that's calling themselves a leader, man. It's hard for me to, you know, follow the rules of God, you know, so I know it's hard for me to follow the rules of man, you know, so I'm not going to go crazy like that. Jamie, this one right here is interesting. Hey, thank you, hey. Shout out to Tanya J on production, reading through this stuff she did over to me. Hey, Jamie says, people making it seem like he did all that he didn't get Bin Laden, the SEALs did. He didn't fight any parts of the war. He get this major credit. He about to make students like me work two jobs while he giving freeloaders extra money. So what is great about that? I dig that. But Jamie, if you can tell me any president that can actually get out and fight war, Jamie, what president you know that's going over there fighting the war? Now, come on, man. He's getting the credit, man, because he's at the head of the administration, man. The credit goes to the leader, man. If you work at a job and y'all have a great performance, they don't go down and say all of the agents by name. They give the credit to that leader. Come on, now. Let's be serious. As far as, you know, giving out money and all of that, maybe you wasn't paying attention, but he knocked down the taxes on students' money. So that's like extra money in your pocket, okay? So are you a freeloader for taking that money? We got a lot of people that have been affected in this country, and I don't know if you just moved to the U.S. or whatever, but, I mean, we got people that lost their houses through all of this lending scam stuff that was going on. We have companies that just folded in, mismanagement of money and all kind of stuff going on. And now these people are out here with nothing. They've paid into this system. When you look in there and all of that FICA and all that stuff is coming out of your check, you got paid into this system. So this country deserves to give you something until you get back on your feet. And I don't believe that it's freeloading. Yes, we got a lot of freeloaders out there taking advantage and all of that stuff there. But, I mean, you can't call everybody that voted for the man a freeloader and everybody that he gives a hand to a freeloader. Everybody needs help at one point or another. Everybody needs some type of assistance. That's what that stuff was established for. You know, unemployment and all of that stuff there. So, I mean, let's not knock that. Hey, let me read one more, and then I'm going to go to the phones. Lynch Man said, you're about to restore America to the right track, and that's all I want. I know people that lost their jobs and their homes all in the same year, and that hurts. He say that that's about to change, so I'm pulling. So I guess that much affects me. Now this is a request. He said, play Renacy, Chaos, Chi-Town, baby. Hey, Chi-Town, Lynch, man, what's happening, man? Y'all know where I'm at. 646-478-5209. Got my man Mississippi Red on the line. Let me holler at Mississippi. What's going on with you, good brother?
Hey.
What's going on,
man?
Mr. Chairman.
Yeah.
Come on.
Hello.
I'm about to move on.
Oh, okay. Man, how you doing, bro?
All right. What's going on?
How you doing, bro? Yeah.
All right.
I'm just tuning in. Let me tell you something. My foot is better than ever. I'm still on crutches, and I still have a cast on, but he tells me, but my daughter tell me, by the time after Thanksgiving, I'll be walking again. As far as the election, my president is still black.
There you go. Now, your president admits, man. I hate to break news to you, man. So everybody won.
Okay, and he's not. Did you take my? I put you back in. I did a LOL to you. He's from Honolulu. He's not from Chicago. But I still love you, T.L. I still love you, Mr. President, Mr. Chairman.
So he's from Honolulu.
Let me
let you know, every time he step up there, they said the president from Chicago. Now, there you go. I got the last word, baby. Chi-Town, man. What are you talking about? This is a Chi-Town thing. Now, let me get on my thing. Me, I'm just happy to have bro from Chi-Town in there, man. I'm finna tell y'all right now, man. Man from the Chi, I'm happy to see him get in there. Happy to see him get another turn. That's about it as far as I'm concerned, man. Me, myself, man. You know, going crazy as far as all this stuff I'm reading on Facebook, man. Hey, I don't care who would have got in that house, man. I'm not leaving the damn United States. Everybody say, oh, I'm moving. But same people said the same thing when he won the first time. So why are you still in the country? You know, ain't nobody holding you here, baby. Airplanes take off every single day. All you got to do is just get up out of there. All right? So don't go crazy, man. But, you know, like I said, I mean, candidates had some interesting things, you know, but it's just a matter now of some following through going on, you know. I mean, hey, we know that one man can't do it alone, so for people to start talking about conditions being changed and everything and who's blaming the president and all of that stuff, that man, y'all got control over that stuff. Start taking your own neighborhoods back and things like that, man. We got to put some ownership in. You know, you can't go looking, oh, this president, that governor, this mayor, you know, and who's going to change. Nobody's going to make things change for you but you. So you got to get up on your own, too, and you got to handle your business. Makes no difference who's in there. If you really believe that it really makes that much of a difference in your life, that's who get in there, man. You are very, 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 very disillusioned. You are very disillusioned. Nobody should control your destiny. Nobody should have that type of power over you. Because, I mean, hey, if they raise taxes, it makes no difference who's in there. You don't have any control over that tax being taken out of your check unless you stop working, all right? So there's some things you can't control. So don't cry over all of these things that you can't. Worry about the stuff that you can't. That is it. The man is knocking off his money for education and all that good stuff there. Get yourself in school. Get yourself a better job. Everybody crying about, you know, this company, that company leaving the country and all of that stuff. Hey, much like the president said when Jackson was talking about putting his nuts in the vice, you know, Stop buying Jordans. Stop buying rims. Stop buying chains. Save your money. Start your own business. You're working for you now. You know, these are things that you can do for yourself. But don't sit there going crazy over, oh, man, I'm glad Ronnie ain't in there because, whew, my life would have been over. Mine wouldn't have been. Mine wasn't even open when Bush was in there. Hey, I remember what things was like when Reagan was in there and my life wasn't over. Hey, let me get y'all some music, all right? It's your man, B-Mo Slim, for the city. Regret.
Double down, who else gonna get winning. You know I'm representing. We bought that money and power, we been. You just a snitch, a coward. Get down and got my city.
Take to get to the top. I said, for you, school, God first, your family, and being so
close.
And I don't think I would have said any different, man. Seriously.
I feel you.
But you gotta get up and go, baby. It ain't gonna get handed to you. You gotta go out and get yours and just let it all unfurl. Like, it's hard days. It's gonna be rough nights. You gotta get up and go. Like, for me, it's like hard days and hard nights. Sometimes I wanna die, but there ain't one day I won't suck it up and try. Cause there ain't one day I won't look up to the sky. Cause I'ma pray every day, even after I die. And after I die, they gon' still hear my words. And then maybe get the reason why I put my music first. Cause it ain't about the money and then moving to the birds. This is all about one way, trying to get heard. Then listen to my mother and then listen to my father. Saying, say a DSP in the music biz, don't bother. You tell me what to do, it goes in one and out the other. Then you 21, you pushing rocks like man collar. My, you 21, you taking care of a G. And I ain't got no other brother, so obviously it was me. And then I had a little sister. So seen the very next night, Aaliyah, you're the only girl that I would die for twice. So I write and die.
Smile like you mean it.
Oh, I smile like I mean it, girl, because I do.
Hey, y'all, I feel you one way, because like last night, right, I tucked my baby and I gave her a kiss, told her I loved her. She went to sleep and I just started talking to her. I was like, sometimes I be feeling like, this life and this rap shit, sometimes I wanna give it up, like I don't wanna do it, like I don't wanna get it up, but then I look into your eyes, and I feel the loving like a virgin for life shit, I never give it up, even on them days that I can't stop hurting, I got you on my mind, so I can't stop working, cause if I gave up, that'd be harder than to die trying, so I die trying to shine brighter than a fine diamond, cause I was told that failure breeds failure, so to me, it's success, or I feel that I failed you, and if that's not motivation, I don't know what else is, cause that's not living, it's more like what hell is, so I stay focused with a smile and I have to go with to all them naysayers, but I still keep on flowing, cause I know that I was born to be different, so I say goodbye to the world they thought that I lived in, and I'ma just
smile like
I mean it, girl, and I'ma just let it all go.
So girl,
this is what you want to do.
As a kid sing, just remember
one thing.
Say goodbye to the world you thought you lived in.
Say goodbye.
Cause ain't nothing to see out here, girl.
Nothing is.
You just told the world, all the kids in the world,
everybody.
Stand up to yours. It ain't easy.
It's not.
This is a takeover body.
Nobody ever take nothing from you. You do you.
Your boy DJ Tommy Real.
We're ending.
drop it, drop it, drop it. It goes boom, boom. I can feel it in my chest. It goes boom, boom. I can feel it in my chest. I can feel it in my chest. Getting crazy up in here. Getting crazy up in here. I can feel it in my chest. It goes boom, boom. Ain't no signs of stopping now. We're getting crazy up in here. The crowd is about to go. While it goes boom. I can feel it in my chest. It goes boom.
Baby, 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 baby
live on the airwaves, let my tongue hang. Love for a melody, keep a G string, play any key. Scene. Every time I tune in, bust off my cream, hit up any scene, snap, snap in my pictures, titties, bodacious, frame even thicker, wanting to get closer, even chicks dig her, first time just might hurt, nigga, figure, never be afraid to approach what you want, I said it cause you wouldn't hear radio. Audio, grab any mic, talk sex in the studio. Rubbing on your screen, trying to fill her in a video. Literally leaving broke, 24 minutes through that work, all in it. I'm Cartier tripping, no more to take a swim in it. Simulate the innocent, corrupt any thoughts, cause I'm better than the addicted to the taste of it. Sin of the hit is my weakness. Take it. A lot of y'all so faking it. Didn't really nut. I hit radio porn every morning. Some lanes don't get it. I break it down simple. The lyrics for a living. Each hand worth a billion. I'm starting like a trillion. And my swag on gazillion. I feel that thumbs down. I just fucked y'all feeling.
Chicago Ground Up representative, Killer Clan Chief, the Grand Wizard. Support your local come up at Lawless Radio. You already know what it do, man. Get right or get left. Bo. Sweeper!
This is Damo Entertainment calling from St. Louis, and you are now tuned into Lawless Radio, the hottest radio show online. Love what y'all doing out here. I see you. This is Damo ENT, and I'm out.
Black Hollywood Cartel CEO is in the building with your boy T.L. Lewis at Grit Grind Live at LawlessRadio.com. Tune in now and create a page. Go ahead and join the movement and support your local come up. Let's go.
Hey, man. Hey, man. Thank y'all for hanging out with the chillin'. Man, y'all know I love this, man. It means more to me than words can say. Hey, man. My God, Trilogy checking in with us on LinkedIn, man. What's happening? Elton checking in with us. Bryce checking in. Nia checking in. Who else is that? Johnny Black checking in. Speaking of Johnny Black, man, he also sent me a message, man. Johnny Black said, damn the election. Washington and Colorado legalized weed. Oh, damn. People not even tripping on that element. Wow. I thought that would be the big news. he ain't alone, man. He is not alone. I thought that was going to be the deal right there, man. I was looking forward to hearing that all over everything, man. Legal weed. Now, this is the question. With weed being legal in these states, what happens if you piss dirty? You know, that's my question now. Hey, man. man, I'm pissing, but if you check it, that's the legal weed. That ain't none of that illegal Illinois weed. This is the legal Colorado weed. You know, is that going to be acceptable, man? Hey, I'm tripping on that one. Hey, Rashana said, I am just glad it's over, I swear. Yes. Oh, here go my man Pat, man. Hey, y'all going to like this one, man. Pat said, if he wasn't black, would you have voted for him? Be honest and say it on the air. Don't hit reply. Well, Pat, you must be very, 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 very new to the show. Allow me to introduce myself. I am the chairman. I don't do that mean what I say and say something different. Straight out with you. I would have voted for the devil himself on the Democratic ticket, man. That is it. I vote Democrat straight down. No Republican. So if you're trying to get an answer other than that out of me, you won't get it. And being honest, now what I will do, I will give you that 15 minutes that everybody deserves. 646-478-5209. And we can stop all this Facebook stuff, man. All Facebook beef, man. I leave that for the 16 to 17-year-olds, man. Plus, anyway, I got a radio station, my dude. I can come on air anytime I want and say what I want. All right? So now, again, let me get back to my show. Sorry to break character, y'all, but you know, sometimes the chairman just got to do his duties. Hey, Kristen said, TL, people need to understand he was not only elected by blacks. No one can win office with only one race behind him. People in general were behind him. He is the president of all people, not just blacks. As a white woman, I can say I didn't vote for him because he was black. I voted for my president that I believed in. Nothing more, nothing less. I can dig that. I can dig that. Hey, King David said, Facebook needs to add a tissue app or a button for all the crying he's reading on here. Well, hey, man, I'm waiting for Pat to call. Hey, who we got on the line, man?
Hey, this is Mel.
What's going on, Cuzzo?
Hey, baby, how you doing, Chairman?
Oh, you know me, man. I'm cooling in the other side of the pillow, baby, slicking in a can of motor oil. What's the biz, baby? What's the biz?
It is what it is. I just called in about the election. You know, I don't know why everybody is trying to make it racial or whatever. That's disturbing to me.
Yeah.
But really, I think that people need to get a grip on it. It really is not about race. Yes, we should be proud of what is going on and what's happening and the change of America altogether. But at the same time, I know there are some people that did vote for Obama strictly for his race. And I know that there are some that voted for him because they believe in what he represents.
Right.
Honestly, I was not able to vote, and I will be honest. I know a lot of people will be about what I'm about to say. I was not going to vote for Obama initially because I had problems with health care. But I got back into getting my stuff going on and going together, so it was no longer an issue. I believe I didn't vote for Obama because he was black.
Right. But you know what? It comes down to the choice. See, you had a choice. But see, now next time, don't not vote. You got too many people that were slaughtered for, you know, the right for us to vote. So even if you go down and damn it, vote for none of the above, go and vote. We got too many people that paid for those dues. So that is the number one reason. I'm not not going to tell nobody how much I believe in no candidate and all of that stuff there, but I vote because of the people that were slaughtered, not people that were killed or people that died. These people were slaughtered for me to have that right. So that's why I go down and make sure that I vote. You know, but, you know, for some reason, you know, I with regret, I say America's going to always be about race because the first thing said, it should be called, first thing he said was my president is black. You know, it wasn't that, it wasn't a good president was reelected. It wasn't the best president was reelected. It wasn't the issues he represented, you know, that did it. It was my president is black. You know, it wasn't I have a good president, I have reelected a great president. You know, so race is going to always play a part in America, and that's a sad fact because, I mean, come on, we were built on
race. I believe that a lot of people don't even know what he stands for. It's just because he's black.
There you go. There you go. And you know what? I am there with you. I also believe the same thing. I believe people don't know what neither one of them is for. You know, I mean, everybody let themselves get you know, slided by media because all I was reading was, oh, man, he gonna lose, you know, because TV said it. How do you know he's gonna lose because damn TV said it? We don't know until it's over with. And see, TV was apparently wrong. Hey, let me grab this 404 call I got. I got a 404-909. Who we got on the line? What's the business with you, bro?
Cool.
Like man, what's that happening? It's all over with now, man. Can we all get back to normal now, man?
Of course not. It's all about civil unrest.
Is that what it's about now?
Yeah,
hey, what happens to us from here now, man? Tell me what happens to us from here.
Stir the pot. Stir it up. Like you were saying earlier, though, like, we at an age where it's do it yourself. You know, and I feel like that's where Obama is. That to me, that's what he stands for as far as the middle class. Like, is start your own business. Don't only work for these corporations, but build your own business. You know, create because it's too. Man, like I was just saying, reading. You know, just the money people go through, and it's like. Why haven't you started a business? Like anything, commercial cleaning business or anything on the side that's your enterprise, that's your free enterprise, that's your money. Because it's just that time, it's that time of day, like in the economy and just in the world in general, you know, that everybody is a system within themselves. And
you've got to be more self reliant, man. I got to give a shout out to this cat in Milwaukee, man. My man out there in Milwaukee, Billy Shepherd. Billy Shepherd is a young guy. You know, this guy is 28 years of age, okay? And Billy got his tax return. He said about 6 years ago. You know, he started a janitorial service. You know, 2 days now, he has 20 accounts, okay? My man is still working out at Bayline. He's working out at Frontier in Milwaukee. Shout out to my man. You know, but when you start talking about young people doing that, man, because first thing you see, man, people get their tax return, man. Go and grab some shoes, man, go grab a car and all of this stuff here, man. This man said he grabbed his tax return, you know, and he started with his truck and he bought the equipment and got out and trying to get, you know, accounts.
Yeah. Exactly. You gotta put that same hustle into yourself. You know, nobody's gonna do it for you. Nobody's gonna do it for you. And another thing is just like we gotta get that money circulating. We spend it like it's nothing. We depreciated the value of the money. You know what I'm saying? It's out here, but it's going into the wrong things, and it's not. Just with the whole thing about race in general, I don't. It's kind of like a double-edged sword. Whenever people bring up the black issue, because I want to empower my people, you know, but at the same time, I don't want to blanket that with hatred. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
For anybody or whatever, you know. But you always have to keep real is real. Like, you know, I definitely understand your standpoint as far as the freedom of choice, the freedom to vote, and I don't knock anybody for that because everybody has their own outlook and everything. But the way I look at it is like, you know, you had these people that fought to be a part of the system.
Yes.
You know, so it's like now you got people who are part of the system that are lost in the system. It's so, the terms you were talking about, it wasn't, let's just be honest, like it wasn't that many people as it is now. It wasn't that many distractions. It wasn't that. It wasn't such a sophisticated system on a whole bunch of levels. So that's why I said, when you know, it's like it's just not a racial thing. It's just about civil unrest. Because once you agitate the system, then you gonna see results.
Right. You know? But see, this is the thing that where we at. You know, and I don't think anybody really pay attention to it now. We are far more advanced than our great parents, great grandparents, and our parents, where we could actually own. You know, during this time, man, I mean, you couldn't just go online and trademark things. You couldn't just go online and learn how to do business plans. You couldn't go online and get copyrights. You couldn't go online and get patents and things of that nature. They couldn't do those things. Now we're in the position of going further than they ever dreamed. We're talking about the things that they only seen in cartoons. We're able to do this stuff. Yet, we have fallen so far behind the advances that they made with the limited tools and limited resources that they had. You look at when you were a kid, all the little corner stores that you had, everybody knew somebody's father who had a little corner store, or somebody's father who had a garage, somebody's uncle that had a gas station, you know, somebody's mama that had a beauty shop and all of that. Now, the only thing you find in our neighborhood, you know, that we all, and we really don't own it, you know, a little piece of corner where, you know, we don't hustle at. That's ours. It's my spot. And I'm going to kill a bunch of people if you come over here, you know, and then we're going to open, you know, get a chair in a beauty shop. So all we want to do is get our hair did. All we want to do is go and get somebody else our money for our shoes, get somebody else our money for our cars, get somebody else our money for our clothes. But we have all of this property within our own neighborhood where we can open this stuff ourselves. We can develop. We can create markets within our own neighborhood. Yet, we don't do it. We do not do it. And then, somebody on the white horse is supposed to come and save us. Barack is going to come through our neighborhood, and he's going to take us up on that horse, and he's going to take us to paradise. Barack is going to swoop through. Jay-Z going to come with us. Lil Wayne's going to be right there. Oprah Winfrey going to be standing with them. Michael Jordan going to be right with them, and they're going to save us all. They're going to give us all millions of dollars so we can live like kings and queens. Nobody want to get out of it. Nobody want to take that chance of falling on their face or trying to do it themselves.
Exactly.
It's like the fight is gone.
Oh, yeah. To be honest with you, like, the fight been gone since that time you were talking about, like, you mentioned Reagan. Reaganomics is then messed up the streets. And, I mean, furthermore, like, on the whole topic of that, like what you mentioned about commerce and in the hood, the only means to survive is to kill our own people.
And that's,
you know, just to break it down, poison and kill our own people, like, and, you know, these people that we killing and poisoning, they used to be those type of people that probably lost their business or lost their position in corporate or, you know, dropped out of school, whatever the case may be, to cope with that pain or that misery or whatever they're going through. But it's just a very sophisticated system, man. And people at this point, they can't just rely on every. I mean, even to the person that was saying about the freeloads. I mean, look at it like this. Even back in that time that we still stuck on when, you know, everybody was civil rights movement. Like, if they didn't agitate, like, crime, because crime pays, if they didn't agitate the crime, those insane white police would not have a job. They'd be flipping burgers or flipping water.
Right, right. Hey, good.
You know what I'm saying? So you got to really take the gray areas, too, when you're talking about welfare, because a lot of what's going on is just an illusion, man. And people buy into it, and it's easy, and that's what dumbs them down, and they don't want it. So a lot of people is just like, oh well, I don't care to think about that. I just want to indulge in whatever their pleasures is, and life is about the pursuit of happiness and pleasures and all of that, but at the same time, what happened to the knowledge, wisdom, and understanding? What happened to wanting to not just submit to the flesh? Because that's all it boils down to. It's like you don't have any higher sense of yourself, and that's what.
You know what? Again, what it is too. What's wrong with passing that back? You see, me, everything I do, man, I'm doing for my grandkids. As long as I'm breathing, my kids are good. But see, I need to make it so that my boys can stand as men in front of their boys and teach their boys to stand as men in front of their boys and keep it going. But we all know that in this life, man, you need a leg up. So if I settle for working for somebody for the rest of my life and I don't have a way to pass back a means for my son, you know, to have a leg up and for him to pass to his son and keep going, you know, I really didn't do them a service. You know, I can pass on this knowledge. I can pass on this wisdom. I can pass on this spirit to fight. But none of that is going to pay, you know, for college. None of that is going to buy any property. You see, and what people are getting lost, people are getting so wrapped up in this belief that I'm going to go to this job and I'm going to work this job all my life and I'm going to save my money and I'm going to retire one day and I'm going to
That's the pyramid. You're not going to work for a corporate America.
You're not going to work and save nothing, man.
They will give you enough to come right back.
That's it. You're going to work there for about 5 or 6 years. They're going to go under. Whatever little money you had in that 401k, you're going to borrow against it, you know, because you can borrow against it or you can cash out. So you're going to cash out that little money so you can survive. Until you get the next job for about 5 or 6 years, that goes out, man. And that's the scary part of it all, man. That is the scary part of it.
But see, a lot of, like what you're saying right there, a lot of people don't think like that, especially in our culture, because, you know, and not even say people, but I say men, because we carry the seed. And, you know, you got to think about everyone after you. Like, that's what it's all about.
Right.
To me, that's what it's all about.
That's what it's supposed to come down to now.
Yeah, I'm not just living my life for me, but that's what the majority are looking at. They're not looking at the true self. They're looking at the false ego. They're looking at the TV series and the wants and the haves, and none of that leaves anything for anything after you. Like, you know, that all trickles down back to the whole point of what the president was saying. It's like, make your own money. Don't go out here and be buying. Don't be buying iPhones and you
can't afford. Hold on, here you go. Buy an iPhone, and 3 months later, it's cut off because you can't pay the bill. Okay?
No,
go get that big truck that you can't put no gas in it. That's that cash money thing, right? Remember cash money? My man said,
cocktail version
ain't got
of
no job, but I think so.
Hey, what Kanye say back then, you was the Chi-Town version of Baby. If you just had one.
Dude, that's the reality, man. So, I mean, the president, man, all power to him, man. Hey, congrats. He's gonna do what it is he's going to do. But, you know, people got to get off of this crazy belief, man, that, you know, it's him. It's going to be him. He is the Messiah. He is the one that is going to turn water into wine, and he's going to walk on water, and he's going to tell the sea be calm, and he's going to resurrect your dead family member, and he is going to sit down, break bread with you, and perform all these miracles. The president can't do that. There's things you got to do for yourself. You got to help that man. You got to help that man help you, man. I mean, come on. Even God said, he's going to help those who help themselves. You know, so you finna make this man greater than God? Hey, he's going to help me even though I don't help myself, man. So I don't even need God no more, man. I got him. We good. You know, it can't happen. It can't happen, man. You got to get up and get out, man, and get yours, man.
That's what it boiled down to. It's a key word, and they used to, it really describes the medieval period of you know, Europe or whatever. The society back then was agrarian, and that just boils down to the whole point of just in layman's terms, what that means is do it yourself, like tend to the land, like make your own. You know, they wasn't bartering, but they were still doing business.
Right.
And every
but you had something.
Exactly.
Had something.
Every man had something. He had his family, he had his occupation, and how he was to create, you know, funds to support his family. If he wasn't royalty, you know, born into the castle or the, you know, all of that type of deal, but you know, everybody.
You know what they did though. What they did was they created a necessity amongst that kingdom. So this guy right here was great on making shields. He was great on making shields. Okay, so yeah. Man, hey, this is what we gonna do then, man. Hey, you make me some shields. You know, I got a farm over here. I give you some cows, and you had that going. Everybody had a necessity now. Now, man, the need within the communities, man, have dissolved, man. Because remember when everything was starting, man, you had old girl that used to do laundry and stuff. Old girl that watched the kids and all of that stuff, man. They used to sell plates and you had all of this thing going on in the neighborhood, man. Now, man, I ain't going to nobody's house, man. I ain't going to nobody's house to get a free plate. You know I ain't going to buy one.
Right. Hey, I might catch some flack for this comment, but I feel like a lot of money that people throw away trying to go to school to do the things that they want to do, like, you can easily just learn that stuff by reading the same books, if it requires a certification, pass certification, and put your money into your own business.
Put your money into your business. Do that. Hey, stay right there, Dirty Man. Let me grab this 708 caller. Got a 708-898. Who I got on the line?
Hey, what's up, man? It's Jay from Money Gang NT.
Hey, what's going on, Jay?
What's good with you, man?
Hey, man, ain't nothing slick, man. What's happening with you, bro?
Man, chilling, man. I'm just listening to y'all, you know, just listening.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody mess with that turn up joint still.
Oh man, come on, man. You know we kicked off the show just about with that, man.
Yeah, that's right.
That's it, man. You know I'm gonna get some more of y'all stuff off in rotation, man. Real good stuff going on there, man. Really digging it, man. So man, my hat off to my man Prince Lolo, man. That is real.
Yeah, we got this 13-year-old, man. She finna drop this mixtape. First 13-year-old to drop a mixtape in Chicago. Be on the lookout for Shake Out Bars mixtape.
There you go. Matter of fact, we gonna get that Shea Got Bars joint going, because I actually have it here in the system. We're gonna get that joint up next, man.
Man, Chi-Town gotta rock with her, man. She's been working hard, man. They gonna hear her name. Her name gonna be out there in a few more years from now, man. She up next.
That's it right there, man. That is it, man. Hey, you need to get on the show, man. Set it up, man. Get on, man. Let me holler at her.
Okay, we gonna set up.
Hey, that's the business right there, man. Let me see, I'm trying, there we go, there it goes. So you stay right there, man, and here it goes. Shea Got Bars, Lawless Radio, y'all, Rick Grimes.
This is a rap star,
yeah.
Shout out to the Grizzlies. Team Shea.
Rapstarbeat.com.
I was raised in the field, say
deal. Say what you feel.
I was raised in the field. Say what you feel. I was barely 12 years playing with some steel. Hiding needles from my mama. Hiding substance from my papa. I was probably missing school. Pumping pot, drunk off vodka. Niggas wetting, testing me. Just didn't have the labels. I was filling up my Dr. Pepper with that Jose Cuervo. Call me Dr. Pepper if I pull out the door. Hop the stretcher, clog the toilet, pour the drain. Yo, mafia, we ain't watching no Soprano. Stuff your pasta plate. I will turn your face into Alfredo. Boy, I say though, boy, I say I'm dope. I say I'm more than they know. They ain't giving up my props. I'ma have to take what they owe. Since I'm seeing so much bread, guess I gotta spread the mail. You thought I wasn't eating just cause I was so damn frail. So I got my way up, then I got my cake. Yeah, nigga, stay down. Now, bank up, bank roll, bank roll. All you bankrupt suckers thinking little licks. I be thinking Brinks trucks. Say, what? I ain't hit. You ain't on my radar. You ain't in my time zone. Float on water like a sailor. Say a name. I will break you like a color crayon. Wet your top up like you just took your umbrella down. On the game, stain, baby, hella brown. Wrap it up in cellophane. Take the dope, flood the town. Hurricane Matt, Hurricane Matt. Flood the town, heard he came back with that flame wrap. Fuck your style, get it, the new face. Make it up, pluck the brows, lipstick, foundation that I for my.
I was raised in the field, say what you feel. I was barely 12 years playing with some steel. I was raised in the field. Say what you feel. I was barely 12 years playing with some steel.
I ain't finished.
Let's go.
A supper, you listening to Kilo P. Greedy and Lawless Radio, Crucial Conflict Church. Yo, what up? This your boy Nevermore, Crucial Conflict, you know what I'm saying? Lawless Radio, all day, every day. You play it, you hear it, you did.
It's your boy Lil Hot the Money Man, and you are now tuned in to the number one radio station. My radio station, Lawless Radio, homie.
Yeah, it's your boy Piano Man rapping Lawless Entertainment. You're on the grip grind with TL. Get in.
Hey, support your local. Come on, baby. Tuesday nights with your girl Nikki Outlaw in the gang. Wednesday nights with the chairman. Thursday nights with your girl Patrice. Y'all make sure y'all tune in, man, and do what it is we do that to support your local come up. Underground, unsigned, independent music, man. Y'all trying to get that music to us, you know what to do. Go to lawlessradio.com, click on the submit music tab, follow the directions there, baby. It is that easy. If you want to know if your music is being played on Lawless Radio, we tweet it out during the show. Follow us, shoot us your Twitter so we can follow you right back, man. We are at Lawless Radio, baby. You can follow the chairman, that is at the chairman TL. You can follow Nikki Outlaw, that is at Nikki Outlaw. That's 2 K's. You can follow Catrice, that is at Raw Deal Catrice. And that is Catrice with a C. I'm going to catch y'all back here next week doing what it is we do, baby. And that is putting it down for you. Let my man Dirty Digger send a shout out real quick, man. What's that business, Dirty?
My president is Obama.
There you go, brother. There you go. Congratulations to our returning champion. That's what we'll call him, baby. To the returning champion, Barack Obama, president for another 4 years. Got to send a shout out to my people out there. My people out there working airlines. My people out there working Frontier, AirTran in Milwaukee. My people out there working Frontier, AirTran, Chicago's Midway. My people out there working United, U.S. Airways in Chicago's O'Hare. My people out there working U.S. Airways, AirTran, Southwest, United, and Frontier in Atlanta, Hartsfield. Hey, y'all know the deal. Keep the planes in the sky safely. Rain, sleet, or snow, y'all make sure the planes go and you do it all so well. If nobody else says thank you, if nobody else says they appreciate you, trust and know the chairman does. Going to be back here next week, baby. Grit Grind Live. Hey, remember, Lawless Radio is a product of Lawless Entertainment. The music heard here, unless otherwise indicated, is not the sole property of Lawless Entertainment. However, we have been granted the broadcast the rights to be a part of this show. Simply go to lawlessradio.com. Follow the directions there. It is that easy. Had my man earlier to ask for that Renaissance Chaos. Here it is, Renaissance Chaos, man. I'll catch y'all next week. The Lawless World Order is in full effect, and you know it.
Just fine.
all day playing on the news. Another car bomb, another man robbed, another kid shooting up the school. Another hate crime, how they hate mine, how they can't leave us all alone. Another slick head politician lying, trying to get us all to vote. My version of Occupy Wall Street, I'm occupying a booth, choking a mic and making a wall shake. The bombs they making are dedicated to reckless hatred against our nation. But think, what did we do to make them? Something's missing here, threat level oil scares. We in the mode of rebellion like Olivia. Story of our lives, tell me where the ending is. How many more soldiers will they kill before they end this shit?
Turn the lights down low, turn the bass up high. No fear at all, cause the world is ours. Time to make that change, so I'ma start tonight. They don't need your sympathy, homie, they gon' be just fine. Just fine.
Chain blinging, fake jewels and a charm. Heard a little bit of 50 Cent, now we think it's all cool to be armed. Cool to be all straight face, no smile, looking hard. Never sold, but he talked that for the street cred buzz. Word up and fights before you choose to go that route there. You're swimming in an aquarium full of sharks here with no fear. It's more than music, it's the culture. We live and we breathe and we grow here. Besides the fact that the industry temperature's cold here. I'm from a city where you gotta keep on that snow gear. Trying to go somewhere, there's always some haters just giving you frozen glares. Present to you MVS M2. The renovation, I'll let the people decide the truth.
Turn the lights down low, turn the bass up high. No looking back while I wave goodbye. By the end of the day, they gon' see a shine. We don't need your sympathy, homie, we gon' be just fine.
Frozen Terminal 5 have endured a second day of serious destruction and faced further chaos this week.
More million buildings in Tokyo, more than 4 million sites around the country.
Tonight, I can report to the American people and to the world. The United States has conducted an operation that killed Osama bin Laden, the leader of Al-Qaeda, and a terrorist who's responsible for the murder of thousands.
Banging, banging this groove. What about you? Something cold in my cup. But that ain't nothing new. Riding in the lane.
I'm a trick, but I love them twain.
Bang that music so loud. Turning corners, we just swing. Whipping that flab, and you know we gon' swerve. Not a care in the world. Music feeling like hurt. Main hold up. I chunk my hood up. He's popping his trunk. That's the 8 round. Bad chick, turn that screw on.
Here we go, loud banging, loud banging. have you hanging. My head's out the window like, hey. Swing line to the after party. Swagged up, I'll be popping trunk. Rolling up, getting crunk. No drama, we just chilling. Ooh, a good feeling. Cup full of ice. Rump looking nice. Think up to the max. We riding in the night. 59 downtown, city side. Man, gotta love the South Coast.
Yeah, we
to me and made this man believe I can't help myself. You unleash the